This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It, brought to you by eBike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in downtown Louisville. Always good to have Randy Carancy with us, the owner of eBike of Colorado, now in year number 9, right, Randy?
Yep,
year number 9. Man, you're getting old, dude.
Bold. It's called bold.
Yes.
I don't use the word old. I just put a B in front of it, and I'm just bold.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how you doing, bud? How's the last few weeks been at the shop?
It's been great, man. You know, July was really kind of slow for us because of the heat.
Yeah.
You know?
It was warm, man.
It was warm, and then there was some smoke, you know, and then the state puts out, you know, don't do anything outside. So people weren't coming in test riding. I mean, we had a great July. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that it's not our normal July. It wasn't our normal July. And it was mainly because of the heat and then that smoke, you know, that was in there. And, you know, I don't even pay attention to it.
I know, me either. Yeah,
you know, I mean, I guess it's just the way the new way of trying to do things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Warn everybody, but so August has been just stellar for us, and a lot of really nice things happening. You know, well, Segway is offering a back to school sale, for instance. Scott, these bikes are incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah.
For the value that you get. I don't even know how to stress that.
Right.
I think people think it's a sales pitch, and it's not.
And you know, most people, I'll be honest with you, most of the time you hear people about selling something, value is a word that very few people use. And it's hard to explain that to customers sometimes of what. You know, you look at gimmick sales when they, you know, all the years I spent in the furniture business, I mean, you look back and they'd say, okay, this is normally $3,000 and it's 40% off. Well, they never sold one for $3,000 in their life. You know,
yeah.
It's just a fictitious.
Yes.
And you look at all the gimmicks that are played in pricing. And then when you look at a company that really comes out and listens to someone like you, because I know you have a great relationship with Segway, to tell them, you know, what kind of bike people are looking for, what price points are good, and they build a bike that's just a good value. And that's lost today, I think, in a lot of areas of merchandise.
It is. And, you know, I hate to say it this way, but they're not putting their retail pricing at the value that the bike actually has. Great componentry, a lot of technology. Maybe in some cases, and I hate to say it this way too, but I will, even a little bit too much technology. A lot of people don't need all of that. And we're working with them right now. We had this in our staff meeting this morning. We're working with them to be able to turn off some of the technology, right? Because certain demographics really love all that. You know, like you walk up to the bike and it automatically, it's a code and it releases the bike. But this bike automatically locks when you walk away from it. So it's got a what they call an anti-theft type, you know, product on it. Well, then you have to enter your code in there, and some people don't want to enter a code every time. But then, you know, so what we're trying to do is say, look, you guys have the engineers to do this. Give us the option to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't want that because they don't want it to lock automatically. They don't ride it like that. They don't ride it up to to school and then walk away from it and it locks automatically.
Right.
And it starts to become a little bit of a hassle, or is what they say. but it's no big deal to enter a four-digit code into your bike every time you want to, you know, get back on it and ride it.
Sure.
So I'm just using that as an example of the technology. Most of the technology stuff you can turn off. I mean, but, you know, this back-to-school thing, you know, the Safari, for instance, that is an incredible deal. Incredible. And Segway Mion is just a phenomenal bike. And, you know, just in Alcoke, yeah, the Moosey, it's spelled M-U-X-I.
Mm-hmm.
That bike has really taken off. It's a short tail cargo bike. So it's not quite as long as some of the cargo bikes, which makes it really nice for maneuverability.
Right.
And you can still put a kid on it, and you can still put a passenger on it. But it's not necessarily like a regular cargo bike. Like we have that Urban Aero cargo bike. We'll get into that in a minute. But it's a long tail, and this is a short tail. So you can still put a passenger, you still put a kid, you can still put a baby seat, all that stuff on that Segway Mooshi. But, you know, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And then there's another $150 accessory credit with a purchase.
Right.
So they just keep doing more and more, and people don't recognize it. And sometimes I think people do think it's too good to be true, so there must be something off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Something not right.
Yeah.
Not true. It's not true.
Yeah, people aren't used to a good deal, man, without some kind of scam.
No, they're not. Well, because there's a lot of scams out there, right? And then since I mentioned it, you know, the Urban Aero, that has been a phenomenal bike, especially for the generation that has kids that are in that, you know, one-year-old to six-year-old, seven-year-old, you know, age group. It's a phenomenal bike. It's a mid-drive, whereas like the Segway is a rear hub drive with the throttle. It's a mid-drive cargo bike. Just phenomenal bike. It has a carrying capacity of about 440 pounds.
Okay.
You can carry two passengers on it. So that really helps, because mom's got a one-year-old and a four-year-old, right? Or a five-year-old or something. She takes one to school, and, you know, so one can sit in a baby seat and the other one can sit on the actual seat itself in the back, you know, and hold on to it. We actually have a little handlebar grip. It's not included with the brand. It's an aftermarket, we'll call it that, and it attaches to the seat post. It's really cool. And these kids can, you know, just hold on to these handlebars, and it's right behind the seat.
There's
some really cool things.
Right. And so when you talk about the extra seats you can put on these cargo bikes, are there several different types, or is there one main one that you sell? How what does that look like?
So like the baby seat, it's usually a Thule or it's a brand name.
Okay.
Cargo seat. And then most of them have a pad and what they call a rail system, where the kids can put their hands on a rail system. They don't have to hold on to a little handlebar that's mounted behind the seat. That's just an option.
Mm-hmm.
And this little rail system that I talk about is, you know, usually protects the kids if the parent would get too close to a building or something, you know, so their hands are somewhat protected. Just some really, like I said, really, really cool ways to get kids around. I coming into work this morning, I saw a dad riding the cargo bike, no passengers on the cargo bike, but a little guy, probably looked like three or four. And he was pedaling his bike. And I don't know if that bike has that little bracket in the back where you put the front wheel of the little kid's bike behind it. You just tow it home. Unbelievable. My son Nick has it for his kids, and they use it all the time because you're, you know, 5-year-old or whatever, 6-year-old, they get tired of riding because they'll ride a long ways.
Right.
On, you know, and then they get tired and they want to ride on the back of the bike. Well, then what do you do with this little bike that you're, that they just got off of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you rode 10 miles out and now you got this bike and, you, and the kid goes, I don't want to ride home anymore. And now they make, get a bracket that sits right in the bike, the back of the bike, put the front wheel in there. You just put a little Velcro strap on it that comes with it. The bike gets towed behind the regular bike and the little guy rides on the seat behind, you know, on the cargo bike.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, very
great
cool.
Concept.
Right.
Great concept.
Randy Cranch is with us. He is the owner of eBike of Colorado. As I mentioned, 544 Front Street. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 to 7. Still got some good daylight hours and evenings. Great time to get over and do a test ride on their great trail system right there by the store as well. So, Randy, I've seen a lot of these, too, where they have these little tow-behind deals for kids. I've seen some with dogs in them. I've seen some with kids in them. You know, what's the proper term for that? And is that something you guys get into as well?
Yeah, we have those. Actually, we have them in stock. I think I call it a chariot. You
okay.
Know, a little bike chariot. And works great. You know, I personally never felt comfortable, you know, passing one on the road.
Right.
But then again, that's probably an age thing, you know. But, no, it's very, very popular, and it's a great product. Once again, you know, a lot of people do get them for their dogs, like you said, and they just haul their dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can, you can put a kid in there. You can put two kids in there, usually. Usually a kid side by side. So there's lots of little accessories like that that I'm not sure that all the bike shops carry them. Some do, you know. And these accessories can fit on a regular bike too,
right?
Right. We've actually taken people's like that, this little chariot that we're talking about, and we modify it to fit the e-bike. So sometimes we have to change an axle on the e-bike. You know, Evo's a master at that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Our service manager, he's just so dialed in on that kind of stuff. And he'll have people bring in stuff that, and he'll go, yeah, we can make that fit your bike, or no, we can't. But 9 times out of 10, it's, oh yeah, we can make that work. You know, take a little bit of modification. We're gonna need a little bit of time, but we'll get it done for you, and then people love it. You know,
right, right. What are some other things that people may change out on a bike, and what is, you know, able to do so? What are a few common things people might want to switch?
You know, they might add a mirror because a lot of bikes don't come with a mirror, so
right.
A mirror is a nice thing to have. They'll change out the grips, you know, the actual. Where your hands go, there's some really nice grips out there that help people.
Yeah, I did that with some leather grips, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really, really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a comfort level thing. And then, you know, when we go to a seat a lot of times gets, people think they need a really big, wide seat. And we have those too. I mean, if you really do the bike right and you're riding it enough, you'll get used to a smaller seat, and it's actually, the long run is a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But they just like that big cushy seat. So we've got that. We, you know, we try to accommodate most everything. Pedals. People want pedals. Different pedals that maybe come with the bike. Not everybody, but some do.
Right.
They'll use a clip-on where they actually have a clip on their shoe and they ride it with a very specific reason. And then I've never ridden a bike with a clip-on, so I don't know what that would be like for me.
Right.
I see mountain bikers doing it now a lot. Road bikers do it. And then, you know, we'll see people add fenders.
Okay.
That's a nice feature to have because you start you know, going through water and stuff. And as the weather gets a little bit, you know, it'll get wetter as we go on through the winter season here coming up, fall and winter. So we'll get water on the roads. You can either have that stripe up your back, or you can have the fender knock that out for you.
Right. Now, how would pedals? You got me curious at the pedals. So, what would are pedals like? Wider, have a different grip to them. What would be a reason to change pedals?
You named it just there.
Oh, really? Okay.
yeah, and sometimes the pedals, you know, some of the brands will put a plastic pedal on there. You know, they're just trying to keep cost sensitive, right? Plastic pedals typically work great, fine with an average rider, but then there's pedals that, you know, are carbon fiber, they're aluminum, there's different types of things like that. So they change them out to that. And you know, a lot of times people have pedals that they had on a road bike that they had years ago and they really like them. We'll put them on the bike for them. You know, we'll do all of that. Like I say, you know, fenders, and then when we start getting into the cargo side of things, oh man, there's so many things, you know, a pad for the back of the cargo seat, the rail around that we were talking about a few minutes ago, a baby seat, handlebars that are attached to the seat post so that the one that's not in a baby seat can actually hold on to it and feel like he's riding a bike type of thing.
Right.
The water bottles, people, you know, I mean, it's important to stay hydrated. So, we can always put in a water bottle cage and a water bottle. Some of those are just the old style where you just slip it right in. Some of them are magnetized where there's a magnet right in the bottle itself. And there's the magnet that's attached to the bike, the holder. So, I mean, front baskets, rear baskets, chain guards. I don't want to say the possibilities are endless, but there's a lot of things that you could add to it.
Right. You know, I've got the black bag that I got from you that I put on the back of mine, and it unzips, and then those two side pockets kind of drop down there that have a lot of storage in them.
That's a really nice bag, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I love that.
Yeah, because you can roll them up. And it's more just a regular bag that just sits flat on the back of the bike. Looks good, all that stuff. You go somewhere and you maybe stop at a farmer's market or something. I don't know. You stop at a store and you buy a book or you know, whatever you do, you can unzip that bag, let it fold down and put your purchases right in there. A lot of people use that for going to the grocery store. And a lot of people will go to the grocery store and buy, you know, fresh vegetables and fruit every day. They don't go there for, you go there and you fill the back of your SUV up with groceries, you know?
Right.
You go there, you buy a few items, and so we're seeing a lot of that. People will ride their bikes, and so now they're getting out, they're getting some exercise, they go pick up their, you know, like I said, fresh vegetables or fruits or something that they want. And they'll ride their bikes to do that. That's all cool stuff, Scott. I mean, you know, you get a little bit of exercise when you're out and about, get a little bit of fresh air, you're riding a bike, and you're also accomplishing, you know, a trip to the grocery store.
Yep, absolutely. Again, you're just joining us. Randy Kranz is with us. E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street. On the service end of things, as Randy mentioned, they have a terrific, terrific service department. Boy, if you hadn't got your bike in this year and it may be time to get something tuned up, checked out, Randy, I don't know if you're running a couple of days on service now for e-bikes and all, and or now you're still accepting some bikes that aren't e-bikes because you've talked about, you know, y'all service everything, but this time of year, what are you doing there?
Yeah, no, we do it. You know, it just goes into the queue.
Okay.
And the service department is always busy. You know, it always slows down around February and March, and then I just keep, January, February, March, and I say, halfway through March, I say, hang on, because March 15th is coming.
Yeah.
And, but saying that, can you imagine what, you know, we're already going into fall.
I know. Yeah. It is so hard to believe.
When does this slow down?
It seems like just 2 months ago we were at our Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo in March.
I know. And you know what's interesting, and I really do believe that when you get to a certain point in your life, and my dad used to talk about this, you know, my mom used to talk about this kind of stuff, and it goes really fast as you get, you know, as you start to age. And I think people in their 30s, they don't believe that.
I know.
But, man, you start, and now it's just goes faster and faster. And it's just hard to even get your arms around. So when I hear people say, well, you know, we're thinking about getting e-bikes. Do you guys ride bikes now? No, we're thinking about, well, we'll probably do it maybe next year or the year after. And they're 68 years old or 70 years old, and you're going, do it now. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised how much younger you will feel. I mean, I see people in their mid to late 80s still riding bikes, and I see people that are in their early 60s or late 50s that are having a hard time because, you know why, Scott? They don't move their body, and their muscles are starting to atrophy, and they just don't get out and stay active.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
So important. It's so important.
I do so many shows with doctors and different things, and you're exactly right. It's not the people go, well, I just can't go run 3 miles a day, or I can't do this. And I tell you, riding an e-bike, like you say, it's just strictly movement. I mean, I truly, truly believe this statement. It is extending lives for senior folks. It is absolutely doing that.
Well, I had a guy the other day, he asked me what I did. And I said, well, I own an e-bike store. He goes, oh, so you're just teaching people how to cheat. And he was probably 65. And I said, well, I don't believe that. But, you know, I guess a lot of people say that. So if that's what you want to believe, I'm not here to change your mind on that. I said, so I'm glad to hear that you're not cheating. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, that you're riding a regular bike. And he goes, I'm riding a bike for 15 years. And I said, oh, interesting. Why not? Well, I guess you get too tired. You go, huh? You know, I leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because isn't that an interesting statement? Oh, you sell e-bikes to people so that they can cheat. What are you doing to stay moving your body? Oh, I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm retired now, and I just don't do much of anything.
Right.
And then you'll hear guys that say, I retired and now I'm busier than I've ever been in my life. That's awesome, mm-hmm. right? Because they're out playing golf or tennis or pickleball or whatever they do, riding horses in my case, you know, things like that. And you do those types of things, hunting, fishing, all of that outdoor stuff, hiking. And then you get the people that say, oh, I retired and I know I don't do much. I just kind of hang around the house a little bit, mow the lawn once a week, you know. I was like, man, you got so much life to live. Because we used to say when I was a kid, when I was in my early 20s, I'd say, you know, I think they got this retirement thing backwards. You should be able to retire and then go to work. Because right now you're so active and you're in relatively good shape and health. I want to be able to do stuff. And by the time that I get ready to retire, I may lose some of those abilities, whatever that, for whatever the reasons are.
Sure.
And it doesn't work that way, of course. And so if, I don't know, you know, you and I, we're pretty active. There's a lot of people that can't keep up with us right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, you're out, you're very, very active. I'm very, very active. And it's refreshing to meet people like that.
No,
right?
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And I tell you, we've talked about this before. It just seemed like growing up, man, people in their 60s were really old until you get in your 60s and you realize, man, I feel, you know, like I'm 45. And so, folks, I'm telling you, we've said this phrase, feel like a kid again, over the years with the show. And I had not been on a bike in over 50 years till I met Randy Currency. And I tell you, it is something that I just enjoy, of just going out. You know, I may go you know, for 15 minutes, and I may go for an hour. But, I mean, it's just so much fun to get out in the evening, especially, you know, or an early morning and things, just to ride around and clear your head a little bit. We're all going like 9,000 miles an hour every day. And just to take that few minutes for yourself to just get out and ride and just smell the air and, you know, look at the mountains, and it is just awesome. So if you been thinking about it, the name of the show is Just Try It, and that's all we're asking you to do. All right, there's no pressure here. Just come to E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville, and simply just try it, and the staff there will get you out on a test ride. And Randy, we've said a bazillion times, that's a good Texas word I use a lot, bazillion, but man, the trail system right there really lets people get out and find a bike that fits them. It's not about selling a bike. It fits them, and that's what's key.
And we really have a great test ride area for that, and you get a good sampling of the different types of things. And we always say e-bike responsibly.
Yes,
you know, that's in very, very important. And you know, Scott, when our listeners come into the e-bike Colorado, you'll fill out a little waiver for a test ride. And in that waiver, there's a bunch of drop down. How did you hear from us? You know, hear about us, referral, friends, family, whatever. Radio. Click on that radio button and let us know that you're listening to this show. And it just helps us with all of our whole, our whole marketing plan and
sure,
how we do put things together. And to me, I really would love to see people. I would love to see that radio number go up. And I know people are coming in off the radio, but we also have an other button. And I said the other day, maybe we should remove that other button.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know.
Yeah. What does the other mean?
Well, and it is hard.
Choices.
Yeah. And I've been on. It is hard to track sometimes because people look at different things. And, you know, the last thing they looked at was the internet, you know, because they Googled you. And then they go, well, how'd you hear about it? Well, I Googled it. You know what I mean? After they heard it on the radio or whatever, you know. So it is pretty hard. But hey, folks, we would appreciate you checking radio if you hear it here on KLZ 560. And again, great staff, great store. Still some great, you know, evening rides here before the time change a little bit. And but the staff at E-Bike of Colorado is ready to help you. So Randy, our time's up, but we appreciate yours, and I'm sure I'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Randy Carancy, owner of E-Bike of Colorado. And when you stop by, tell them Scott sent you, and they'll check the radio box, because they'll know. So thanks for being with us today for Just Try It.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home? Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
You're listening to KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watley, along with Dr. Melissa Fling. She is our exclusive audiologist here on Haystack Help Radio and Sportsman of Colorado Radio. It is Custom Ear Solutions. Check out our website, CustomEarSolutions.com. Schedule a hearing test or to check out all the different custom ear solutions she has to offer with her custom moles. Give her a call, 720-839-7705. All right, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about several topics here that I believe a lot of people suffer with. We talked about tinnitus, presbycusis. I've learned a medical term here today, age-related hearing loss. We talked a little bit about hearing aids, sudden hearing loss, vertigo. Earwax, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
And you do earwax removal.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Is there a... I know. That's so weird. is there... do most people... I mean, or is it 20% of the people have a problem with earwax? I mean, I don't know. Mm. Do a lot of... Is it more?
No. Okay. I would say it's the minority of people that have problems with earwax. Most of the time when I look in people's ears, they're clear or they just have like a little bit, nothing right. That needs to be removed.
And you're bummed out.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, dang it. Love earwax buildup. So I'd say it's not the majority. And, you know, the ears are self-cleaning. So if you're a person that likes to use Q-tips a lot, you might end up causing a problem because of the Q-tips, depending on how you're using them. I don't like to blame the Q-tip. I like to blame the person and their technique, because Q-tips on their own are not inherently bad. I use Q-tips almost every day to clean my ears, but I just swab the opening.
Right.
I don't go in deep. The deep diggers, they're the ones that can... They're the people that are digging for gold in their ears. Right. They're the ones that can either have an injury or they can cause earwax to, they interfere with the natural process of earwax migrating out on its own. They push the wax back into their ear, okay, and then it builds up and gets impacted. But to answer your question, no, most people do not have problems with earwax.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But if you think you might, again, yes, come in for a hearing test, she'll check your ears out. You do offer that service.
Yes. Yeah. And for the really curious people out there, if you want to see what the inside of your ears look like, I can show you that too on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I know, that's so weird.
Yeah.
It looks so weird. Yeah.
Most people have never seen their eardrum. Right. So if you want to see your eardrum, right, come in and I'll show you on camera.
Now, what about hearing loss and dementia? We've talked about this on the show before, and it seems like, calling what you said, people with hearing loss tend to get away from crowds, tend to stay away from conversations as much as they can. They isolate, and when their brain's not working with normal conversations like you and I have every day, all throughout the day, that's going to start playing a role in maybe some early dementia, isn't it?
Yeah. Hearing the topic of hearing loss and dementia has been pretty hot now for at least the past 10 years, but, you know, it's been talked about for longer than that, but it's getting really, really hot now. You know, all the alarmists are coming out and saying, hearing loss and dementia, hearing loss and dementia. So here's the deal. We hypothesize that there is a relationship between those two, because we do see common patterns of people that have untreated hearing loss start to show cognitive deficits earlier, and they decline, their cognitive skills decline faster than those that have hearing loss, but they've treated it at a younger age, and they are treating it consistently, typically with the use of hearing aids. But the people that develop hearing loss, it goes on and on for decades, they do nothing about it, they're going to start showing some memory, some changes in memory. They're going to start showing slowing down in speed of processing. And that's, we just see it so consistently now that we think that those two must be related to each other. And when you think about it, of course they are. Mm-hmm. It's no different than if you don't use a certain muscle in your body. Not only does the muscle get smaller because it's not being challenged, but the connection between your brain and the muscle weakens. So you lose strength over time. So you have to keep your brain and your body working and doing things in order for it to be efficient and strong.
Right.
And it's the same with hearing.
Yeah. Sure. What do we mean by noise-induced hearing loss?
Noise-induced. I am going to change the way we say that. I prefer to call it loud sound induced hearing loss, because noise implies that you don't want to hear it or that it's bothersome. But really, it could be any type of sound. It can be music, which I personally love, you know, so if it's loud enough, that could damage your hearing. So any sound that is too loud and you listen to it for too long, it can damage your hearing. So, yeah, you know, but we've been saying noise-induced hearing loss for decades, but not everything is noise, right? Mm-hmm. Some things are really pleasant things that we want to listen to. We just happen to listen to them too loud and for too long, and that'll cause a hearing loss too.
And I think we've all been in situations where maybe an elevator is what I think about, because I'm on an elevator here at the studio, you know, every day, but I've had people get in with, like, music, listening to something, and I can hear it in their earbuds, you know what I mean? Or on a plane or different things like that. And I mean,
loud sound.
You should not have those things
cranked like that.
Yeah.
I know. That's becoming such a more common thing that we're seeing in teenagers with, you know, the addition of, well, now we have these really sophisticated Bluetooth earbuds. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when people were wearing their Walkmans, you know, same thing. Just all this sound right into your ear. And it's becoming so common now. Like the other day, I wore my AirPods for hours listening to a podcast. And after I thought, man, you need to give your ears a break. That's too much. And I'm fairly conservative with that, but I bet there are people that wear their AirPods all day long.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they're doing is just they have some sound input, whether it's phone calls, music, podcasts.
Walking, working out, whatever.
They're doing it all day. And so we're gonna see an uptick in sound-induced hearing loss, I think, just because of those Bluetooth earbuds.
Right.
People are just listening to something all day long. That's not natural. You've got to give your ears a break.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a thing called listening fatigue.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, I kind of felt that way after I was listening to that podcast for hours. And then I went and listened to another podcast and I was walking. I thought, oh, God, yeah, I don't even want to listen to this. I'm tired. Like, just so right. I took it off, took the AirPods out. And yeah, I mean, that's just basically when you get tired of listening. But that listening fatigue is more in the context of people with hearing loss.
Okay.
Because
they're having to work so hard.
Yes,
to hear.
They're having to work so much harder to put the pieces together of everything that they're missing, especially if it's in background noise. So that's really what that is referring to. Your whole body gets tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that plays right back then what we were just talking about, though. People get tired of doing that. That's where they just leave the dining table, kitchen table. Go sit in a recliner by themselves.
That's where it starts, is the listening fatigue. And then they start making decisions based off of that, remembering, like, I couldn't understand anything. I was exhausted after. Those aren't fun things. So why am I going to go do that again? So they stop going to social gatherings. They start isolating. That leads to depression. That has a negative impact on the brain. That can lead to dementia, you know, all these things. It just starts with how tired listening makes people with hearing loss feel.
Yeah, absolutely. It is Custom Ear Solutions, customearsolutions.com. Dr. Fling's number, 720-839-7705. You know what? Don't put it off any longer. I know we're in the middle of summer and all the fun and all, but you know what? Get this taken care of now. Enjoy the fall and winter where you can hear. And and just to get that baseline, and we've talked about this on previous shows, but so important. It's hard to know where you're going with your hearing if you've never measured it and haven't done that in a while. And this isn't just something she plays a few tones and, you know, that's it. I mean, this is you need an hour, you said.
Yeah, it's a thorough, comprehensive diagnostic evaluation. And you know, if people that hear me on the radio show think, $200, that's a little bit too much for me. I mean, I'm just trying to get people in to help them with preventive care. So if somebody from the radio hears me, I'll give you $50 off. You know, I just want people to come in.
Cool.
And I'm willing to do that, you know, from now until when there's no deadline for that. I just want people to come in. So if the cost is just a bit too much for some people, if you hear me on the radio, just mention that to me and I'll give you $50 off.
All right. Well, that's a deal.
Yeah.
All right. Take advantage of that. Okay. And again, the number 720-839-7705. In her office, I'll let you explain.
Quebec. The location of my office?
Bellevue.
Yep. I'm off of I-25 in Bellevue, specifically Quebec and Bellevue in Greenwood Village / Denver Tech Center. If you know where Papa Doe's is, right off I-25 in Bellevue, that is right across the street from me. So
I love that place.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, did you know pre-COVID they had buffets on Sundays? And they were absolutely incredible. After COVID, they quit the Sunday buffet.
I didn't know that.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, it was awesome.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll bring it back once we get far enough away from COVID.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Dr. Ling, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 720-839-7705. Hey, tell her Scott sent you. All right? We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560. Need new glasses fast?
With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Hey, special guest today, and you've heard this gentleman on before over the last couple of years, Pastor Jeff, Crossview Baptist Church, 8100 West Hamden. He contacted me, and they've got a special Sunday coming up here, September the 13th, and it is First Responders Appreciation Sunday. And, you know, here on KLZ 560, we love our first responders, law enforcement, everyone under that umbrella. So, Pastor Jeff, first of all, welcome. How are you?
Hey, great, Brother Scott.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it, sir.
You bet. No.
Happy to be back with you.
Well, happy to have you. And like I say, when you said what you were doing, man, I sure wanted to try to do everything we could to help get the word out about this. So, you know, many times I think I would hate to be, especially in law enforcement today, with just the way the world seems to be treating law enforcement and even our governors and in different states. And, I mean, it's a mess. They got to have a calling to want to be in law enforcement today for sure.
No doubt. I tell you, you got to have a special heart for these guys. We have some fellows in our church that are firefighters and former police officers and, well, I tell you what, they carry a heavy burden, and you're right, the call has just got to be just from above, because
sure.
I'll tell you what, these guys are, they're the ones that are running to the trouble, and, you know, when we're trying to run away and get out of there, they are front and center, that is for sure.
No doubt. So, September 13th, 10:30 a.m., tell us about it.
Well, we kind of had the idea. I was talking to again one of the fellows at our church is a firefighter, and just kind of the idea was birthed. I was speaking with him and just hearing, you know, various times and just all the different things that these guys go through. And I was, man, well, I don't think we do enough, especially like you just said, with all the society and really kind of trying to make it more about politics.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is about these guys looking out for us. And so I was talking with him and just kind of thinking, man, here's a guy that is near and dear to my heart. And I was like, you know what, how do I show not only him, some of our officers, but those that are running to the trouble that we appreciate it.
Sure.
And we want to get behind the guys in blue and we want to get behind our firefighters. We want to get behind our first responders because, man, I tell you what, tragic is when we have to make that call.
Mm-hmm.
And when that call has to be made, then we want to, obviously, we want them there on a short notice,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Pronto, we need you guys there, and they obviously are on it. And so this event that we're having is that, hey, we want to just say we're answering the call to be there, to support you, to let you know we appreciate the work that you do. And so I'm asking our church folks, I'm asking our community to come and support those that are there for us when we need them at our lowest.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll throw this out there. I mean, if you're listening to this and you have a relative, a loved one, a friend that's served, you know, as, let's say, law enforcement, first responder, anything that falls under that umbrella, a great chance to get them to invite them over and You maybe knew the church by inviting them, but hey, everybody's welcome, right?
That's exactly right. And I actually spoke with a lady that said she is coming on behalf of one of her relatives that had fallen in the line of duty.
Okay.
And so she's coming to show respect. And so to your point,
yeah.
There are different ways in which you would come and how this might apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're spot on there. And I, as I think of John 15:13, the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Obviously, we know that Jesus is that one that laid down his life for us.
Yes.
And to God be the glory. And we're so thankful for what Jesus did. But as an example of that, I think about our first responders understanding something about sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? Every time they put on that uniform and go to work, they understand that they may be called upon to put themselves in harm's way to help someone they may have never, ever met. And more times than not, that is indeed
absolutely
the case.
True. Yeah.
So we believe that that kind of service needs and demands our gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it is September, if you're just joining us, September 13th, 10:30 a.m. As I mentioned, Crossview Baptist Church, 8100 West Hamden. And I saw a short video you did online. I think you're actually going to feed some folks too.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Baptist, you got to eat, man.
We right? love to eat, and they said that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right?
Absolutely.
So with that, we are going to not only obviously share our appreciation for first responders, and we're going to have a special gift for all first responders in attendance. So we would love for our first responders that hear this, if you'd go to our website, which is www.crossviewbaptist.org, and register, because we want to make sure that we have a gift for you, and so our way of saying thanks. At the same time, all in attendance are going to, we're going to have food, dinner on the grounds.
Okay.
And so we've got different foods that we're going to have available, and it's all covered, it's all taken care of, just our way of saying thanks. And so don't worry about lunch that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's covered.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look at that, I mean, you talk about a tough job. I had to think of the mental aspect. This morning I was driving over to a client's office and saw an accident, saw an ambulance pull up, and then I knew you were coming in. And it made me think, every time those folks open a door to an ambulance to get out to an accident, I mean, they have no idea what they're pulling up to, what situation. And I don't know how I could deal with that mentally every day, because all they're dealing with is tragedy and disaster and broken people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And so we just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I've gotten an opportunity to learn more about this, I had an uncle that was a police officer for many years and a detective, and the fellows that are in our church. You know, as a pastor, I understand a little bit of what it means to bear one another's burdens.
Sure. Yes, sir.
But boy, these guys are bearing burdens for people that they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming and putting it all out on the line. And so it is, you're right. It is very, very demanding, trying. A lot goes in the minds of these guys and their heart. And they, you know, sometimes they bring that stuff home. So
sure.
We're just trying to, in some small way, let them know that we appreciate them, but at the same time, there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the burdens that they're bearing, you know, that they could, they don't have to go through it alone.
Yes, sir. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, yeah, I just, as I think about the fella that's going to come and speak on our behalf, his name is Bill Prater. Bill Prater was, he was a bus kid at Fellowship Baptist Church in Liberal, Kansas. And later he attended Bible college and he met his wife. But anyway, Bill Prater served in this church as the lead pastor from 2000 to 2020. He then transitioned away from pastoring, and now his son Tyler is the pastor of their church. So Tyler's assumed all pastoral responsibilities. But Pastor Prater now serves as staff evangelist. He and Katie will serve as members to pastors around the country, preaching revivals, mission conferences, marriage retreats, and various other capacities. In addition to his ministry to Fellowship Baptist Church, Brother Prater also serves the community of Liberal as a board member and a facilitator for the Leadership Enrichment and Development Group, and as a chaplain and a patrol officer for the Liberal Police Department in 2022. So he's actually went from the pastorate now to being a full-time police officer.
Okay.
And so he knows and cares for these folks. He understands them and the burden he has for them. He was voted and given Officer of the Year Award by his fellow officers in 2022. Brother Prater and his wife, they just have a heart for this for the first responders. And so we're excited about having him out. And I know he's going to be able to relate and connect well with these folks that are just put it on the line for
us. Yeah, I actually know him very well.
Do you?
And Tyler. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. All right. It is Crossview Baptist Church, the place to be September 13th at 10:30 a.m. for First Responder Appreciation Sunday. And again, it starts at 10:30. They'll have some lunch on the grounds there. It will be a great time of fellowship, food, and a great church service as well with Pastor Jeff and his team there. Now, give out that website again to register.
www.crossviewbaptist.org. And there's a QR code on there, and we'd love to have our first responders register. And so we'd love to have know who's coming so we could be prepared.
All right. Hope you have a blessed Sunday there, September 13th.
Brother Scott, thank you again for this opportunity and this time.
You bet. That's Pastor Jeff, Crossview Baptist Church. Hey, folks. We owe our first responders a lot. And, you know, it may mean something. You may have someone on your street or coworker or just know of someone that, man, let's let them feel appreciated and let them know a church is doing something here to let them feel appreciated. And that will be September 13th, 10:30 a.m., Crossview Baptist Church, 8100 West Hampden. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.